This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Can I be, and this is for both genders, can I really be the real Muslim Allah wants me and the real leader and successful person in dunya? Yes or no?
Yes.
How many say yes? How many say, really? Are you kidding me? No. How many say, I don't know? I mean, it has to be because you didn't, not all of you raised it. So it's only three choices, yes, no, or I don't know. Right, so let's start with the people who said yes. Let's start with any one of you who said yes. Why you think yes and you said it right away? Let's start with ladies first.
This one. I think it's true.
Assalamu alaikum, my name is Minah, and I'm a medical student at University of Maryland.
Oh, welcome to the profession.
Thank you. So I believe that ihsan is something that's really encouraged for us in our religion. So starting for excellence, that comes with leadership.
What is ihsan? In medical student, don't tell me that. I know. Abdullah and Nakatarah and Lam Takun Tarah and Nara. You worship Allah as if you see Him. If you don't see Him, He sees you. I know this very well. What does it mean you're a medical student in Georgetown and you are acting with Ihsan? Give me one example.
Being the top of your class, being a leader, and being the president of multiple interest groups.
Just a sec. You're on top of your class. A lot of non-Muslims are on the top of their class. Second. I'm playing the devil here. Because I need you all to go deeper. So number one, on top of the class. I'm not different because there is how many on top of the class. Second. You said it. You said three things.
Being just a leader, like campus leader, being selected.
Can be full of arrogance. Please forgive me. Any leader is full of arrogance. That's absolutely opposite to Islam. Three.
Adding value to people's lives wherever you go.
How?
You smile
Sunnah. This is going to add value to people. You know why I'm asking? I'm not interrogating her. But because we normally what we do, and a lot of us, even us, we throw words and statements we've heard. Reality, I don't know what it means. Right? Okay, fine, smile, I'll take it.
I'd also have to say, if you want to be the best physician you can be, treating others for free, for example, leading a free clinic.
You'll never do it, my friend.
It's possible.
Very unlikely. Very unlikely.
It's possible to treat people for free.
Absolutely, it is possible. What is Ihsan? This is all beautiful. I mean, these are lofty goals. May Allah give it to you. Absolutely. But He didn't give me with this. Where is the Ihsan? I think one of you raised your hand. Wants to speak.
I'm just confused.
That's exactly my goal. I need you to think. You really have to think different. Yes.
Assalamu
alaikum. Assalam.
Inshallah, I think to help others without accepting any reward back from them. So for the sake of Allah, to make Allah happy.
That's not ihsan, that's charity.
Charity.
لا نريد منكم جزاء ولا شكورا. I don't want any reward from you. You said, thank you, alhamdulillah. You didn't say, I really don't care. Ihsan is different. That's why one of the highest level of a Muslim is Ihsan. That's why the hadith, the famous hadith, Sayyidina Jibreel, you all know, right? When he came to Rasulullah, tell me about Islam, tell me about Iman, tell me about Ihsan. He answered him, and ta'budu Allah ka'annaka tara. You worship Allah as if you see Him, and if you don't, He's seeing you. Now bring this on this. This is the combo. The combination, everything you told me, is a dunya. He's not a Muslim. Because non-Muslims will do the same. They go, I know a lot of people, a lot of Muslims, not non-Muslim. They go to different parts of the world and they volunteer and do all this. But what does it mean to be a Muslim and act in Ihsan? I have to do, as a Muslim, things different than the non-Muslims. That's what I'm looking for. What is it? What is it? La, come on. Anybody?
Work for Akhira?
What? Yeah, had a title.
Strive for Jannah and everything.
That's a title. When he asked him, so you can always combine your Islamic knowledge with reality. When the man came to Rasulullah and he said, the meaning of, I love you, I want to be with you in Jannah. What did he tell him?
Sorry.
A'inni alayha bi kathrati sujood. help me you to achieve your goal by a lot of salah. He didn't tell him, sure, I'll make dua for you. There's always practical solutions and practical acts. So what is the practical acts? A Muslim leader, a Muslim charitable, has to do to bring ihsan in this. Did you get my point now? That's what when you told me, I said, these are great, but all non-Muslims do that.
I think I misunderstood. I think you were asking, like, as a doctor, how can you be?
No. As a student, you're still a medical student. You're still every, because I can be a Muslim with ihsan at age 5 or 10 or 50 or leader or CEO of a company. And I can be the opposite. What is number one?
Our prayer.
Our
salah.
Wait. People don't see you in your salah. And I'm talking about general. What is it now? When I came to this place, the first thing came to mind, this place was done with ihsan. The first thing I looked at it. What? Number one, you pay attention to details that 99% of people will not see it, will not pay attention to it. Well, you tell me non-Muslims do that. Now I'm coming as a Muslim. Everything you do or say or don't do or don't say it, right? There's only one question before I decide. Is this is pleasing to Allah? Then you are applying the hadith. تعبد الله كأنك ترى. Smile in the face of your, let's say, even non-Muslims. It's an act of worship, right or no? Right? But did you do it for Allah? Did you think of Allah? So ihsan is when I do everything, dunya, akhirah, small, big, including cooking, cleaning, picking up your child, dropping your child, driving in the street when you follow the rules, not because the policeman is behind you. That's not ihsan. You're not seeing Allah, you're seeing the policeman. But when I drive because I'm a Muslim and I need to people to have a good opinion about Islam, then I am seeing Allah. I'll give you one example happened to me maybe 6 months ago when I moved to California. So if you, inshallah, come see, California is a beautiful state and a lot of hiking. So I was going for a hiking, taking youth on Sunday morning, and I parked my car. And I made sure when I parked my car that I'm not blocking anybody, because that's not the right thing to do. So I came back, and then the woman was standing on her driveway, and she was furious. And then I was coming, looked at me. The first thing she said is what?
You blocked my car.
I wish I would be smiling. Mm-hmm. Do you speak English? Now, ihsan is on the test. Am I going to act like Allah is seeing me, or I'm going to act as, how dare you do this to me? Don't you know who I am? Right? And you have to decide in 2 seconds. And I said, looked at her, what do you think I said?
Sorry.
You're gonna throw her in the ocean. She was furious.
Say sorry, apologize.
Yes, I
speak. She asked me, do you speak English?
Yes, I speak.
Yes, I do.
I said, sure. Then when I went back, furious even more, blocked my driveway, came around my car. It was not. Absolutely not. But I know. Please forgive me, typical racist. And I said, okay, 2 seconds, you have to decide. Are you going to be confrontational? Pick up my phone, let her speak, record, put it on your social media. She's done. She doesn't know who I am. She's done. Can I do that?
You can.
And I said, see how I am treated as a woman in California. She's done. Or act with ihsan, pleasing to Allah. It will be in my good deeds on the day of judgment. And maybe it will change her mind. Are you all with me? This is how you act as a, because I told you it's a Muslim. I'm not an un-Muslim. Always the thought is, what is the best for Islam as you are deciding? And I looked at her and says, I'm sorry. What do you think she answered?
Move your car.
I wish. She said, no, you are not.
Oh.
I've never had this in my life. Honestly. I mean, I worked with, you name it, I mean, I trained in Washington University in St. Louis. Everyone is Jewish, from top to bottom. And I looked at her and said, I'm sorry. Absolutely. No, you are not. You move this car before the tow company is going to come and remove it.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I need to tell her I'm firm. I'm not scared of her, but I'm looking at Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I looked at her and I said, listen, I'm sorry, and I mean it, and I moved. I didn't even let her answer. The reason I'm giving this is because I had all the youth with me, and I just gave them all lectures as we were hiking. That's how Allah tests you, on the spot. You say, I'm a good Muslim, show me. I love Allah, okay, come on, show me. This is, ihsan is, if you want to put one circle under it as ihsan, is you think of Allah, number one, in every step you are. You don't see people. You see you and your relationship with Allah and Islam. So of course you're going to be dressed as a Muslim, everybody know. Of course you're not going to do what other non-Muslims do because you're a Muslim. That's obvious. But I'm talking about the simple ones. When I am a leader, why you are special? Why you are ihsan and you are a leader? Why? There's a lot of Muslim leaders, you know how good they are, right? And I'm being sarcastic. But what's going to make a Muslim leader, whether you are the MSA leader, whether anything, what is going to make you as a Muslim leader? Have you ever met a Muslim leader, not politics, I'm talking in general, a Muslim leader, you look at him or her and you say, ihsan is what? Yes.
Accountability.
What do you mean?
I mean, wouldn't it be, wouldn't, as a Muslim leader, one person would be like being accountable if he wants to act in a way that is...
Well, all going to be accountable.
Yeah, but to...
But what, when I look at, let's say, we have, what, 20, 25 students, right? And let's say I have followed you in whatever you do on daily life. And after a week, I come back and it says, Imam Hindi, I met... From this group, there is a potential leader with ihsan. What did I see in them? This is what I want you to know. Number one, everything Allah told, and I mean it because you are talking about ihsan, right? الَّذِينَ أَحْسَنُ الْحُسْنَ وَزِيَادَةً. Those who act with ihsan, they have al-husna. Al-husna here, the goodness, here is Jannah. When one of the names of Jannah is al-husna, وَزِيَادَةً, the extra, seeing Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And scholars tells you, look at this, it gives me usually goosebumps when I remember this. They say, because you are seeing Allah, not physically, subhanah, but you are seeing Allah in your actions in dunya, you will be rewarded by Him, showing Himself to you in akhirah. Al-jaza'u min jinsi al-amal. All the rewards is equal to what you are doing. So, if you are a Muslim student, right? Again, I gave you this example, but I'm sure many of you have been exposed to something like that. Or you had somebody who really was very nice to you. So if you are nice to them, of course you're nice to them because they're nice to you. But how are you going to show them your ihsan as a result of their goodness to you? Every word you say, two or three, combine with Islam. And they have to see it in you in action before they see it in lectures. You know when they say action speaks more than 1,000 words? What did you do? That's what you have to ask yourself. So number one, I need to know my deen first. As all of you, bi-ithnillah, in 10, 15 years, most of you, inshallah, all of you, will be leaders. As I said in the beginning of the talk, leaders in your corner, where Allah put you. Where Allah put you are a leader. But what is the, what do you know about Islam to practice in your leadership? I have one of my closest friends who became a Muslim. You know why she became a Muslim? She's a non-Muslim. She became a Muslim, you're talking about in the 70s. She worked as secretary with a Muslim business. I don't remember. There was two incidents with Muslim. That's it. She said, I'm becoming a Muslim. And she is a Muslim, the Muslim. Number one, she said he was his secretary or something like that. She said, it was so surprising for me. Certain time of the day, he closed the door. And he said, for the next 5 minutes, No phone call. Don't knock on the door. I'm praying. So I go to the office and I see this. At that time, she didn't know. I said there's something small on his, look like a rug. I don't know what it is. And there's a book on top of it. And she is from Sarajevo, from, she's Serbian. Oh. So that was when she said, oh, that's the first time I didn't, where it affected her. She was living in New York. In Ramadan, three Muslims were with her. And she worked in a kitchen. And it's in the summer. And she said, I can't believe these people are not eating. What? We're drinking, we're eating in the restaurant, and they tell her it's Ramadan. So number one is your practice. Not when you are alone. For example, have you invited non-Muslims to come here to see? I'm sure you did, right? Now, when you are praying, you're not only praying good, but you're praying and then you're explaining it in your action. That's one. Number two, your Islam manners. Wahadi, where we fail as Muslims. Islam manners is the most important thing that will change human beings. If you look at Gaza now, what is the most impressive thing that you hear all over from non-Muslims? Their perseverance, their patience, right? And say, what is faith is this? What faith is this that gives people this? That's it. Muslim leader. You have to be a Muslim, and then you are a leader. If you say, I am a leader, then you're focusing on leadership. The ihsan will go, because it is not easy to be an ihsan. You will lose a lot of things if you're going to practice ihsan on every single level, because unfortunately we live in a very corrupted world. And every day you're seeing the real corruption, every single day. And you need to stay on your principles. It's not easy. So number one, you have to be the Muslim Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants, or you're struggling to be. Not everybody will reach that goal, especially at this age. We all were, when I was your age, of course I was struggling. But I'm struggling and I'm focused on being the Muslim Allah wants me. So every night I say this to all of you, before you go to bed, ask Allah one question. It's not going to ask him to give you anything. Are you happy with me? You look at me and you say, ni'mal abdi innahu awwab. What a servant he or she is. They always return to me. Meaning, always think of Allah. That's ihsan. Did you all get it? That's ihsan. When Allah is always, when he tests you hard. And you say, Ya Rabbi, I know this is khair. But it's very difficult on you. Make it easy. You're acting in ihsan with Allah. So when you get here, then you know what you just shared in the beginning. I want to be a leader. I want to treat people well. I want to show them the good face of Islam.